Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
John Kerry today becomes the first U.S. Secretary of State to visit Cuba in 70 years. He's in Havana to raise the flag at the U.S. Embassy, reopening the embassy after its 50-year closure, and celebrate the restoration of diplomatic ties between the two countries. Among those also in Havana this morning is Boston resident Michaud Spring, president of Global Corporate Practice at the giant public relations firm Weber Shandwick. She's a former deputy mayor in the city of Boston, a native of Cuba who emigrated to this country at the age of 10. And Michaud Spring joins us from Havana this morning. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
I'm delighted to do so, Bob. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much. What's it like to be back in Cuba? Does it feel like a homecoming?
Well, it certainly does, and there's so much excitement and optimism. I was walking the streets yesterday around the embassy, and there are crowds building, everybody watching, and just there's a lot of hope and optimism in the air.
I'm wondering what the restoration of diplomatic relations between these two countries means to you.
Well, it's interesting because, of course, my life was so shaped by U.S.-Cuba relations, and I remember distinctly what a dark day it was in my household the day that relations were severed between the U.S. and Cuba because we had been in the U.S. for only a few months and thought we had really gone for a short time. And the severing of relations made it real that this might not be a short-term issue, that we might be in the U.S. to stay. It never occurred to us that it would take 54 years for our two countries to establish relations again.
Over the years, you've been a pretty outspoken critic of the Castro regime, and I'm wondering if you are at all worried that the reopening of relations between the U.S. and Cuba after five decades will be seen as an endorsement of the regime. Where are you on that?
Well, I don't think so. I think it's time to really move forward. And, you know, we always say that communications is the currency of change. And I think increased communications and increased engagement is bound to result in more opportunities for the Cubans who are here. So I think it's time to move on and try something else. Clearly, isolating Cuba has not been beneficial to anybody.
Well, you're a key player in the Boston business world, and I'm wondering, do you see opportunities, economic ties between Boston and Cuba in this move today, or at least down the road?
Well, there have been historic ties between Boston and Cuba for a long, long time. I mean, the First Bank of Boston was quite an institution here because of their ties to the sugar industry and to United Fruit, et cetera, et cetera. And also our universities have always had a presence here, from Caritas Cubana, which started in Boston and today funds 40% of the humanitarian efforts of Caritas Cubana here, to the restoration of the Hemingway House, which was all started in Boston.
Is this a goosebump day for you? What do you expect to be feeling later this morning when you watch the Stars and Stripes go up and fly once again over the U.S. Embassy after a 51-year absence?
Definitely a goosebump day. I saw yesterday our poet laureate who read in Obama's last inaugural, Ricardo Blanco, who's Cuban-American, has written a poem for this day, and he and I were preparing ourselves for what an incredibly emotional day it will be. I always think of myself as a daughter of Havana and a citizen of Boston. It's my two countries really coming together, and it's definitely going to be a very emotional and important day.
Michaud Spring, former deputy mayor of the city of Boston and the president of the global corporate practice at the public relations firm Weber Shandwick. Michaud Spring, who lives in Boston, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.